You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, Hepcats and Crazy Kittens. I'm Matt the Cat, your jukebox operator. With the old Rockola jukebox stacked with your favorite rhythm and blues 78s from the 1940s and 50s, it's post-World War II rhythm and blues, the soul that came before rock and roll, heard each week on the Juke in the Back.
And this week I'm featuring one of the unsung heroes of rhythm and blues that we touched on during our series on Chess Records, Paul Gayton. Even though he's not better remembered today, he does hold the distinction of having the very first post-World War II New Orleans hit record.
As a band leader, his band backed up some of the greats, like girl singer Annie Laurie, who scored a handful of hits backed up by Paul Gayton's orchestra. As a writer, Gayton wrote some of the most memorable tunes in early rock and roll. As the New Orleans talent scout for Chess Records, he signed Clarence Frogman Henry and produced Ain't Got No Home in 1956. Paul Gayton did it all, and he's this week's feature on the Juke in the Back. We'll dig into his backstory in just a moment, but let's kick off the show with his smokin' rendition of this Louis Prima-penned classic, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. You might remember, Joe Morris cut this one for Atlantic, and Peggy Lee did it for Capitol. This week's Juke in the Back is dedicated to one of the fathers of rock and roll, the late, great Paul Gayton. Let's kick it off with Yeah, Yeah, Yeah.
That you should know, you do it every time you feeling low. There's nothing like it in the land. All you got to do is holler, yeah. You don't say no, you don't say maybe. You say yeah, 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 baby. You say yeah, 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 baby. You say yeah, 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 baby. You say yeah, 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 all the time. I say hug, she said yeah. I say squeeze, she said oh yeah. You say yeah, 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 baby. She said yeah, 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 all the time. I said dance, she said yeah. I said fast, she said yeah. I said so, she said yeah, 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 baby. She said yeah, 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 all the time. I said, right, she said, yeah. I said, part, she said, oh, yeah. I said, love, she said, now, 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 baby. She said, yeah, 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 all the time.
From 1951, taking a Behind the Sun, Paul Gayton and his orchestra spinning off of Regal Records with the Louis Prima song, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. Paul Gayton, one of the true unsung heroes of rhythm and blues, is our feature this week on The Juke in the Back. Gayton was born on January 29, 1920, in Kentwood, Louisiana. His uncle was the great blues pianist Little Brother Montgomery, and his grandfather owned a juke joint. Music was running in Paul Gayton's blood. As a kid, Gayton was attracted to the piano, and Bud Powell and Art Tatum were some of his influences, although he doesn't sound like either one of them. Paul knew from an early age that he had to stand out and have his own sound. And being from Louisiana, he wasn't raised a Baptist. He was Roman Catholic, and thus he sings a melody straight, kind of unusual for an African-American artist from the South. Before World War II, Paul Gayton was playing piano in several big bands. At the same time, he had his own band, the Sizzling Six, which featured Teddy Edwards on tenor sax. Edwards would, of course, go on to be a bebop star in his own right. During the war, Paul Gayton fronted a band at the Biloxi, Mississippi Army base that he was stationed at. After the war, he moved right down to New Orleans to get his career started. His first New Orleans band featured Edgar Blanchard on guitar, George Pryor on bass, and Robert Green on drums. They became the house band at one of New Orleans' top night spots, the Club Robin Hood. It was January of 1947 when Paul and his new band went into the studio and cut a song that would become the first New Orleans hit of the rhythm and blues era, True, You Don't Love Me. This song would become a hit all over again in 1948 when Camille Howard cut it as You Don't Love Me. Also, in the early 1950s, New Orleans vocal group The Spiders would cut a version of True. Here's the original, which went to number 5 in the fall of 1947 for the Paul Gayton Trio. Their very first hit, True, You Don't Love Me. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging Paul Gayton on The Juke in the Back.
Thank you. it's too bad. It's too bad that I'm in love with you. You love me, then you snub me. Oh, what can I do? I'm still in.
The amazing Annie Laurie singing lead vocals for Paul Gayton and his trio. It came out on the Deluxe label in 1947, where it rose to number 3 on the R&B lists. The song was originally a smash for Buddy and Ella Johnson back in 1945, but it was this version of Since I Fell for You with Paul Gayton and Annie Laurie that became the standard, of which all future versions were based. Annie Laurie had been in New Orleans for a couple of years, singing behind band leaders like Dallas Bartley and Snookum Russell. But she never hit the big time until Paul Gayton gave her a shot. Even though at this point in his career, Paul Gayton wasn't technically a talent scout, he did discover some great talent. And it wasn't just Annie Laurie. There was another chick taking New Orleans by storm. She was playing often at the Dewdrop Inn, and she featured a pretty face, beautiful hair, and enormous hips, and she knew how to use them too. I'm talking about chubby, hip-shaking Newsome, a Detroit native that Paul Gayton got signed to Deluxe Records. In 1949, Paul Gayton's band backed her up, and her debut single became a smash, rising to number 8 on the national R&B charts. Here's chubby, hip-shaking Newsome and her Hip Shakers, who were actually Paul Gayton's band, with Hip-Shaking Mama. I'm Matt the Cat, and this is the Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll.
I'm going up on the mountain to face the rising sun. If I find anything good, I'm going to bring my goodness. Of course, I'm a hip-shaking mama. Anymore. Take riches and gravel to shaking mama. And I love you, Georgia Brown, so slow. Well, he used to be yours, but he won't be yours anymore, anymore, anymore. 'Cause baby, Chubby's got enough.
You used to love me, and you were always true. Now you acting strange, and my love don't mean a thing. I'm cutting out, baby, and I'm going up the line. Cause if I stay here another day, you are going to drive me out of my mind. You took me from my home when I was nothing but a child. You made all kinds of promises, and they were nothing but a bunch of lies. I'm cutting out, baby, and I'm going up the line. 'Cause if I stay here another day, you are gonna drive me out of my mind.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the Juke in the Bag.
Thank you.
Gayton with his tremendous band on a great fantabulous instrumental, Fishtails, released on the Regal label in 1949. If you remember back, the first three smash hits that Paul Gayton was associated with were all on the Deluxe label. Well, Deluxe was purchased by Sid Nathan at King Records in 1949. He moved their operations from Linden, New Jersey to Cincinnati, where King was based. Fred Mendelson left Deluxe at this time and started his own label, Regal Records, and took Paul Gayton with him. By the spring of 1950, Paul Gayton, with vocal assistance from Annie Laurie, was back in the upper reaches of the Rhythm and Blues Top 10, topping out at number 4 with I'll Never Be Free. Now, this song was originally done by Lucky Millinder's Orchestra. And over on the pop side of things, Tennessee Ernie Ford with K-Star would have a massive pop hit with this also in 1950. Here's this week's Juke in the Back feature, Paul Gayton with Annie Laurie and I'll Never Be Free.
Each time I hold somebody new, my arms grow cold thinking of you.
No one can take your place, baby, in my embrace. I'll never be free.
And when my lips burn with desire, no other kiss could start the fire.
Though I may try and try, no one can satisfy this longing in me.
I'll never be free from your smile so tender, the sweet surrender in your eyes.
How can I be free when I still remember how you thrilled me with a sigh,
just like a chain bound to my heart. Your love remains when we're apart.
Each kiss I gave to you
made me a slave to you.
I'll never be free. I'll never be free from your smile so tender, the sweet surrender in your eyes. How can I be free when I still remember how you could fill me with a sigh?
Just like a chain bound to my heart, your love remains when we're apart.
Each kiss I gave to you
made me a slave to you.
I'll never be free.
Now it's early in the morning, about 4:30. Here you come knocking on my front door, but I ain't gonna let you in.
Open the door, baby.
I ain't gonna let you in.
Girl, why don't you open the door now?
I ain't gonna let you in.
Yes, you gonna open it.
Go back where you've been.
Now, girl, you know it's freezing and it's cold outside.
You better find yourself another place to hide. Cause I ain't gonna let
you in. I ain't got no place to go. Open the door, woman.
I ain't gonna let you in.
You gonna open that door. I paid the last rent there.
I ain't gonna let you in. Go back where you've been.
You keep on jiving about you love me so.
But you ain't gonna park yourself in here no more. Cause I ain't gonna let you in.
Open the door, girl.
I ain't gonna let you in.
Blizzard out here, girl, open the door.
I ain't gonna let you in. Go back where you've been. You hanging around taking up my time, cause I ain't gonna
open the door, girl.
In.
Now, why'd you keep on fooling around like this?
I ain't gonna let you in.
Let me get one of these half of bricks, you go open that
door.
I ain't
gonna let you in.
What did I do with that?
Go back where you've been. When I fell for you, you didn't treat me right. Now I've got another fish I'm gonna fry tonight.
Yeah, but when I get to putting this fist up against your eye, you go open that door.
I ain't gonna let you in.
Open the door, woman.
I ain't gonna let you in. Go back where you've been.
Ooh, a nice saucy dust-up between Annie Laurie and Paul Gayton over I Ain't Gonna Let You In, a song written by songwriter extraordinaire Rudy Toombs, who also wrote Teardrops From My Eyes for Ruth Brown and would go on to write One Mint Julep for the Clovers. In 1950, Rudy was asked to write a sequel to the big 1947 smash Open the Door, Richard. He came up with I Ain't Gonna Let You In, released on Regal Records. Up next, we have an amazing demo recording. It was cut during Paul Gayton and Annie Laurie's time at Regal Records. The song is 3 times 7 is 21. It would go on to be the one and only smash hit for Jewel King. It's now considered a New Orleans classic. But after you hear this previously unreleased demo version, you might think that Annie Laurie runs rings around Jewel King. Oh, and of course, Paul Gayton's orchestra is right on time as usual. Fellow New Orleanians, the Spiders, would also cut a version of this song. Here's 3 times 7 is 21, a demo from Annie Laurie and this week's feature, Paul Gayton. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the Juke in the Back.
Hey, I'm 3 times 7.
dead. Only don't do the old bop. That booty on the bop dead. Only don't do the old dead.
Wow, I just love that one, Cow Cow Blues. That was recorded for OK Records in 1953. It was Paul Gayton's piano licks on that number that inspired Ray Charles to play almost the same part on his very influential Mess Around. You see, this week's feature, Paul Gayton, was forced to leave Regal Records when the label owner, Fred Mendelson, ran into some financial difficulties and had to sell off his artists to OK Records, a subsidiary of Columbia Records. At this time, Gayton packed up, moved back to New Orleans, and started a brand new band focused around the great tenor saxman Lee Allen. Toward the end of 1953, Paul Gayton was getting kind of tired of the hustle and bustle of playing around and band leading. So he decided to settle down and accepted an offer from the Chess Brothers to be their New Orleans talent scout. He discovered some great New Orleans cats like Clarence Henry. We'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. Gayton also recorded for the Chess label. Here's a smoker released on Chess subsidiary Checker Records in 1956. You better believe it. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging on Paul Gayton, this week's feature on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, or the soul that came before rock and roll.
Believe it, that I'm in love with you. to me, baby, won't you hold it tight? Squeeze me, baby, with all your might. Your lips taste just like cherry pie. I'm gonna love, love, love you till the day I die. You better believe it, that I am in love with you. You better believe it, that I'll be true to you. You better believe it, that I'll be true to you. You better believe it, that I'm in love with you.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring the great bandleader, singer, songwriter, pianist, and, oh, don't forget, New Orleans talent scout for Chess Records, Paul Gayton. Here's a jumpin' number from 1954 that he cut for Chess subsidiary Checker Records. It really epitomizes that New Orleans sound, complete with a wall of Dixie horns. Here's Get It, Paul Gayton and his orchestra. This week's Great 78.
I get a thrill when you're near. Oh, baby, I get a thrill when you're near. Come on and get it, 'cause I wanna see you with it. I want you to love me and drive me insane. Come on and love me and drive me insane. Come on and get it, and don't be ashamed. Get it. Get it. Ow! I get dog, come on and get it. Get it, get it, get it, get it. Ow! Ow! Get it. 'Cause I wanna see you with it. Don't snap back either. I want you to feel me, feel me, feel me, feel me, feel me till the cows come home. Ooh. Ooh. Don't snatch back, baby. Ooh. Get it, get it, get it, get it.
This is Bobby the Bobcat at Rosie's Juke Joint and the Jiggin' the Band.
I blow through here, music goes down and around, oh, 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 and it comes out here. I push the first valve down.
dee-dee-ho, ho, ho, listen to the jazz come out. Push the other bell down. The music goes down and round. Oh, 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 and it comes out here.
That's this week's feature, Paul Gayton, taking the old 1930s classic, The Music Goes Round and Round, and giving it a New Orleans flair, thanks to some of New Orleans' top musicians, featuring Gayton himself on piano, Lee Allen on tenor sax, Red Tyler on barry sax, Frank Field on bass, Edgar Blanchard on guitar, and the always incredible Earl Palmer on drums, right before Earl moved out to L.A. This next tune, Nervous Boogie, was cut in 1957, after Earl Palmer moved out to the L.A. scene. Playing drums on this one is Charles Hungry Williams. Here's Paul Gayton, this week's feature on the Juke in the Back, with another New Orleans classic, Nervous Boogie.
got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home. I got a voice, I love to sing. I sing like a girl and I sing like a frog. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home.
1956, a great year for Paul Gayton. As talent scout for Chess Records down in New Orleans, he discovered that cat, Clarence Frogman Henry, and produced that session, also playing piano on it, and it's his band backing the Frogman up. Around this time, Paul Gayton produced another Louisiana cat, Bobby Charles, with Later Alligator. In 1961, Gayton is responsible for co-writing the Clarence Frogman Henry number 4 pop classic, But I Do. He co-wrote that with Bobby Charles. Paul Gayton, a musical jack of all trades, as a pianist, singer, songwriter, band leader, producer, and talent scout. And you know, he wasn't just a talent scout for Chess Records. They actually sent Paul Gayton on the road with the likes of Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley to make sure everything was tip-top. He kept the musicians in line, got the bills paid, and made sure the tours were successful. If you listen closely, you can hear Paul's piano style on Chuck Berry's Carol. He sat in on the session that day while they were cutting that record. In 1959, when Chess Records decided to open an LA office, they chose Paul Gayton as the guy to run it. He packed up from New Orleans and moved on out to L.A., where he would spend the rest of his life. I'd like to thank Billy Vera, a great old friend of Paul Gayton, for providing some fantastic information for this week's Juke in the Back program. Billy has produced some wonderful compilations on Paul Gayton's work that you should try and get your hands on if you can. On March 26, 1991, Paul Gayton died of heart failure. And we lost a true rock and roll, rhythm and blues original. I hope you've enjoyed this week's program on Paul Gayton. I'm Matt the Cat, your jukebox operator, reminding you,
soul, it's a feeling. And you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues,
The Juke in the Back. Let's close down the program this week with one of Paul Gayton's favorite songs. It's an instrumental called Suzette that he cut for Regal Records in 1950. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and I'll catch you on the flip side.
Thank you.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.